Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Thari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Thari.
Could you play melody, not chords? Could you play melody, not chords?
Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Thari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Thari. Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jai Om Vishnubad Panaman Subhari Braj Kacharja Shtotari Kapati Shimad
Esi
Iskan Samsthapa Kacharja Shila Gurupad Ki Jai Adanta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shikaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokulinath Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Gita Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Did you want to get in? That's pretty far in. Okay. Okay.
Krishna Gate Bhagavati Shastari Utpatha Gaminam Tad Binna Setun Adyaham Shashmi Pashata Me Balam Krishna Gate Bhagavati Shastarutpatta Gaminam Tadbinya Setunadyaham Shashmi Pashata Me Balam Krishna Gate Bhagavati Shastra Yutpatta Gaminam Tadbinya Setunadyaham Shasmi Pashyata Me Balam Krishna Gate Bhagavati Shastra Yutpatta Gaminam Tadbinna Setunadyaham Shashmi Pashyata Me Balam Krishna
Lord Krishna
Gate
Having departed from this world
Bhagavati
The personality of Godhead
Shastari
The Supreme Ruler,
Utpata
Gaminam,
of those who are upstarts,
Tatbinna,
being separated,
Setun,
the protector,
Adya,
today,
Aham,
myself,
Shasmi,
shall punish,
Pashyata,
just see.
May
my
balam
prowess.
After the departure of Lord Sri Krishna,
the personality of Godhead
and supreme ruler of everyone,
these upstarts have flourished,
our protector being gone.
Therefore, I myself shall take up this matter and punish them.
Just witness my power.
Those were the words of Sringi.
Purport.
The inexperienced Brahmin, puffed up by a little Brahma Tejas, became influenced by the spell of Kali Yuga. Maharaj Parikshit gave license to Kali to live in four places, as mentioned herein before. But by his very expert government, the personality of Kali could hardly find the places allotted him. The personality of Kali Yuga, therefore, was seeking the opportunity to establish authority. And by the grace of the Lord, he found a hole in the puffed-up, inexperienced son of a Brahmin. The little Brahmin wanted to show his prowess in destruction, and he had the audacity to punish such a great king as Maharaj Parikshit. He wanted to take the place of Lord Krishna, after his departure. These are the principal signs of the upstarts who want to take the place of Sri Krishna under the influence of the age of Kali. An upstart with a little power wants to become an incarnation of the Lord. There are many false incarnations after the departure of Lord Krishna from the face of the globe, and they are misleading the innocent public by accepting the spiritual obedience of the general mass of people to to maintain false prestige. In other words, the personality of Kali got the opportunity to reign through this son of a Brahmin, Sringi. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gura Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Chagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadaitam Shabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha E Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanchako Patarubhyascha Kapa Sindho Bhyevacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the history of how the influence of Kali penetrated the society of what was previously the Vedic culture. By the good rule of King Parikshit, Kali had been kept in abeyance. He was only given four places. Dyutam, what is that? Striyam, Dyutam Panam Striyasunam. Where there's gambling, where there's drinking, intoxication, where there's illicit sex, and where there's meat eating. You can stay there. And there were no such places. So Kali was checked. But he found the opportunity to insinuate himself into the society. And the whole was a Brahmin boy. He's described as the son of a Brahmin. Son of a Brahmin is supposed to become qualified like his father, but it requires training and culture. The king's administration was so good that at that time even the son of a Brahmin could become powerful. And therefore it's described, Atitejasa, the boy was extremely powerful. Although he was not mature, he was only a boy, still he was powerful. But at the same time, as Srila Prabhupada mentions many times in this chapter, the boy was inexperienced and immature and therefore uncultured, not properly, he was lacking in cultural understanding, and therefore he was puffed up. He was proud of being a Brahmin, or the son of a Brahmin. And therefore, he wanted to do something. His father was in trance and had been lightly insulted by the king. So the boy became insulting and angry, and now supposedly acting on behalf of his father, he's preparing to curse the king. The whole thing is done in the name of his father, who, as we'll see later in the chapter, disapproves of the whole thing, because the father was a Pakka Brahmin. He was first class Brahmin sage. He knew the king is not to be cursed. Not a deva. He's the representative of the Lord. And under the circumstances, he'd been hungry and thirsty and exhausted, and it seemed as though he'd been improperly received. So he became exasperated. It wasn't a very serious thing. But the father, being a cultured Brahmin, was tolerant and didn't take it as anything important. But the little boy at once took it as a great offense. These dogs, watchdogs, are entering the house. They're eating from the same plate as the master. They're like crows and dogs, and now they think they're as good as the master of the house. They're overstepping Vedic culture, overstepping the etiquette. I'll show them. He himself was completely out of bounds. He himself didn't know the culture. He spoke of the king as Kshatrabandhu, the friend of a Kshatriya, because he himself is the friend of a Brahmin, or son of a Brahmin, not a qualified Brahmin. So, Krishne gate bhagavati. The whole thing is his own false pride and false prestige, but you can't exhibit your own false pride and prestige independently. You have to drag Krishna into it. So he introduces Krishna. This is all happening because Krishna is gone. Krishne gate bhagavati. Shastari. Shastari means the supreme controller. The Lord is the supreme controller. And he is in charge of utpatagamina, controlling those who are off the track. Utpata, pata means the right course of action. Utpata, those who are deviants, upstarts. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vinimina Vaikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpataya Iva Kolpate. Those who are going off track. It's the Lord's business to control them. But Krishne Gate Bhagavati Shastri Utpatagaminam Tadbinna Setu Nadyam Tadbinna Setu. Now that controller, that protector of religious principles, is gone. That protector of religious principles is gone. So, adyaham shasmi. Today, adya, aham shasmi. I'll punish it. I'll do it. Krishna is gone. I'll do it. This is the puffed up son of a Brahmin. Shasmi. I'll be the punisher. Prahlad Nanda Maharaj was quoting yesterday. Ishara oham aham bhogi siddha oham balavan suki itya jnana vimohita. Bewildered by illusion, one thinks, I'm the controller. I'm in control here. I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. I enjoy controlling. And siddhoham, I know what I'm doing. I'm perfect. And balavan, I'm powerful also, don't mess with me. I'm in control. I'm powerful. I know what I'm doing. In this way, I'm bewildered by illusion. These are the demoniac qualities. Dampo darpo bimanascha krodham parusham evacha agyanam abhijatasya partha sampadam asuri. Demonic qualities, pride, arrogance, dambho dharpa, abhiman, false prestige, anger, parusham, harshness, or faith in your own personal capabilities, ajnana, and all on the basis of ignorance, or the bodily concept of life. I'm the son of a Brahmin, so I'm a Brahmin. Or false designations. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Therefore I have the right to do this and this and this and this and this. On the basis of false designations, superficially pertaining to this body, one thinks, I can do this, I can do this. Because one is puffed up by false prestige and demoniac qualities. Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, Krishna svadhamo pagate jnana dharma dharma jnanaadi bhisaha kalo nashtra dasham esha puranarpa dunodita. In the absence of Lord Krishna, Krishna is represented in the form of his message, Srimad Bhagavatam. But the puffed up son of the Brahmin is thinking, in the absence of Lord Krishna, Krishna is represented by me. Represented by me. So this is all lack of culture. He's described elsewhere, apakva buddhina. Pakva means mature, ripe, like fruit. And apakva means immature, green. So this green little Brahmin thinks he's somebody, and he's going to curse the king. Shashmi Pashyata Mebalam. Pashyata Mebalam. Just see my power. Just see my power. Elsewhere, in a few verses earlier, Srila Prabhupada has pointed out that the Brahmin boy was playing balakorabakai with other viharan balakorabakai. He was playing with other little inexperienced boys. So this is also an important feature in the activities of false prestige. You have to have an audience. Just like Arjun said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita that if I kill all of my relatives and friends, how will I enjoy? I forgot. And how will I enjoy when all of my friends and relatives are killed? Prabhupada said, just like you have a house, then you want to invite your relatives. Just see how my house is nice. So if I kill all my relatives, who will see how I'm enjoying, how I've got such a big palace? So it depends upon others to appreciate. Oh, yes. You're living in such a nice house. So here the Brahmin boy is playing to the audience. And who is the audience? Other foolish little boys like him. He's a foolish little boy surrounded by other foolish little boys. So now he's going to show his stuff to his little playmates. Pashyata me balam. See what I can do. Just watch me. Pashyata me balam. See how much power I have. Power is meant to be used by the person who has mature discrimination. Just like a surgeon, he has power. He's holding a knife. That's all right because he's supposed to be very mature and expert and responsible in the use of the knife. But if the surgeon's son comes into the operating room with his little friends, just see what I can do. No. This is for the responsible, trained person, not for the little upstarts. He's complaining, utpatagaminam. Now just see what these upstarts are doing. Who's upstart number one? He is. Watch what I can do to these deviants. And who's the number one deviant? He is. So this is the influence of Kali, or the introduced by the exercise of power without culture. Brahmin means he's supposed to have culture. Culture means he knows how to act. He knows how to treat others properly. He knows how to give respect. Culture is practically summed up by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amanina amanadin kirtaniya sadaha chanadapi shunichena tararapi sahishnana amanina amanadin kirtaniya sadaha. One himself should be humble. In the Bhagavad Gita, when the items of knowledge are given, this is the first item. Amanitva adhambitva ahimsa kshantir arjavan. The beginning is amanitva. Freedom from false pride. Adhambitva. Freedom from arrogance. Dambho, dharpo, bhimana. Just the opposite. The demons, dambho, dharpo, they're full of arrogance. And the person who's in knowledge, the person who's cultured, adhambitva. He has the quality of being free from arrogance, false prestige. Amanitva. The beginning of knowledge is humility. So this is the so knowledge means culture. Knowledge, simply knowledge, without culture isn't knowledge. Not worthy of the name. Therefore we go to some university and someone's there giving knowledge and smoking. And as soon as he leaves the classroom, he's drinking, he's after some women, eating flesh. He's a man of knowledge. He's a teacher. But he has no culture, no proper culture. Therefore, he's unfit. In the beginning of, in this same section, not here, but elsewhere, Yatra Dharma Chaturvida, it's mentioned that anybody in a responsible position should be free from these principles of a dharma. If he's a king, if he's a Brahmin, if he's a sannyasi, if he's a public leader, teacher, he should be free from these four principles of irreligion. Yatra dharma. Otherwise, Kali is entering through him. You're sending your son to the university for education. And who's standing at the front of the class? Kali personified. Today's lesson. So, these four principles should be avoided strictly by anyone in a responsible position. And still he has to be careful. Amanitva adhambitva. Not to become falsely proud. I am the son of such and such. I am the disciple of such and such. I am a Brahmin, I am a this, I am a that. and I'll send the rest of you to hell. I'll control you, I'll knock you out, I'll do this to you, I'll do that to them. I'll keep everybody on the straight and narrow. So these four principles should be avoided strictly by anyone in a responsible position. And still he has to be careful. Amanitva adhambitva. Not to become falsely proud. I am the son of such and such. I am the disciple of such and such. I am a Brahmin, I am a this, I am a that. And I'll send the rest of you to hell. I'll control you, I'll knock you out, I'll do this to you, I'll do that to them. I'll keep everybody on the straight and narrow. Straight and narrow means whatever I think is right. In the absence of Krishna, the whole thing is in my hand. Then Kali enters. Then you get class, enmity. Brahmins against the Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas against the Brahmins. Finally it comes down to the point where everybody deteriorates to the point of Shudra, and it's the Shudras against everybody. The Brahmin head of the society goes bad, starts to go fuzzy in the mind. The arms go mad or go weak or just get incapacitated. Finally it comes to the level of all Shudras fighting and bickering, and with no head, no proper spiritual vision, and no proper spiritual protection. The Brahmin, so-called Brahmin, he's going to curse the Kshatriyas. Who do these Kshatriyas think they are? Who do they think they are? We'll set them straight. And the result is going to be that he's killing the Kshatriya who's protecting his position. The Brahmin is able to function as a Brahmin because he's protected by a capable Kshatriya. And the uncultured Brahmin is thinking, who is this guy? Take him out. Cutting off the branch that he's sitting on. Inexperienced. And the result will be that you'll have no management. No proper management. The king has to manage the state and protect all the citizens, particularly the Brahmins. And you're cursing the king. What are you doing to yourself? And what are you doing to the Brahminical culture? And what are you doing to the Vedic society? This was the plan of Kali, the influence of Kali. He enters through the puffed up, inexperienced, childish son of a Brahmin, who unfortunately had power, but not the proper culture to know how to use the power. Not the proper culture to know how to use the power. So it's a very dangerous age, Kali Yuga. Kali is always looking, how can I get in? 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 Therefore, the direction is given. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevana, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gativa, Kirtaniya Sadahari. There should always be chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Kaler Sattva Harapum Sam. Kali Yuga deteriorates all the good qualities of human culture. But therefore this kirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only hope for human society. By their mental speculations, by their materialistic inventions, by their plans, by their therapies, by their remedies. Prahlad Maharaj describes, by their remedies they'll make themselves sicker. By their plans, they'll get themselves deeper into trouble. They're trying by their own power to set things straight. It won't work. They're puffed up by false prestige. We'll control the weather. We'll make sure that the plants grow right. We'll control the population. We'll straighten out everything. We'll straighten out sex. We'll straighten out growth. We'll straighten out death. We'll straighten out outer space. We'll straighten out the water. We'll straighten out the land. We'll do everything right. And they make everything hellish for themselves and for others. That's Krishna's business. And one can take part in Krishna's business by being the obedient servant of Krishna. By being the humble servant of the servant of Krishna. Not by being falsely proud. Just see what I can do. To properly use power, one has to be humble. And to be humble, one should always chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevala. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Kateva. Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only person who can set things straight in Kali Yuga. No one else is capable. Kali Yuga is too bad. Kalera doshanid hey rajan asti hieka mahangu kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambhadi. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna Sankirtan, the glorification of Krishna, can protect the unfortunate people of Kali Yuga from the influence of Kali. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Maharaj?
It's interesting that he starts off his speech by, you know, talking about the Lord and the religious principles, you know, like you said, a well-situated devotee. So
it's a con. Like politicians. By God, we've got to do something. It's our duty to our country and our duty to God to screw these people over there. Not that it's for not for me, you understand. Not to increase my sense of false prestige. It's for God, it's for country, it's for mother, it's for father. Cheating. That means that example is there, using the Shalagram Shila for a nutcracker. Some foolish pujari. He's taking the Shalagram Shila and taking the opportunity that here's a good stone. I have some nuts and no proper stone for cracking the nuts. So this is good. Now the stone is here. So using the Shalagram Shila for a nutcracker. So similarly, they use Krishna to justify their own nonsense. It's all for Krishna. It's all devotional service. It's all religion. It's all nonsense. Or they use the holy name of Krishna. I can do this. And afterwards chant Hare Krishna. And it won't affect me. I can offend Brahmins, I can offend Vaishnavas, and I won't get any reaction because it's all for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is that? Namnad Balad Yasyahi Papabhuti. Most sinful. Some other.
Are Jati Brahmins dependent on the Kshatriyas?
Yes. The Brahmins are dependent on the Kshatriyas. That king, who is that king? No. Came to the court of Maharaj Dasarath. They, not king, sage, rishi. Vishwamitra Muni, yeah? It came to the court of Dasarath. Sir, we're in difficulty. What do you need? I need your son. Why? All the demons are creating too much disturbance. We're trying to perform our prescribed duty, do our jagyas and meditation in the forest, and all the demons are coming and disturbing us. Please, you send your son. Oh, for performance of their prescribed duties, the Brahmin depends on the Kshatriya also. Just like your head, it has to think nicely, but how can it think nicely if the rest of the body is all disrupted? If the body is unprotected because there are no arms, or you're starving because there's no food, no belly, then how can you, or you can't go anywhere, get anything, because there are no legs properly working. So the whole Brahminical society doesn't mean a society of Brahmins only. It means a society guided by the Brahmins. A society in which there's proper cooperation between the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, the Shudras. That's the proper society. That's Brahminical society. Not a society of all Brahmins, but a society guided by the Brahmins. That Brahminical society works when the Kshatriyas are there to make sure everyone's doing his job. Kshatriya's duty is to make sure that everyone else is doing their duty. When the Kshatriya is properly doing that, then everything's good. He's protecting the whole society. And he's taking his intelligent guidance from the Brahmins. King is not acting independently. King is dependent on the Brahminical direction. But the Brahmins are also dependent on the good protection of the king. In one sense, they're independent because they're only relying on Krishna. But still, the proper working of the society in which the Brahmins live depends on the king. And for the king is so important. When you subtract the king, when you take power away from the king, then everything starts to go bad. When you say that now the king is no good, so we won't have a king. We'll just have an election, and the most numerous group, that is to say the Shudras, who are always in the majority, whatever they decide, that's what we'll do. But then you get decision making by the fools, by the least intelligent men, or by very clever men who know how to buy the votes of the Shudras. Just like in India especially, we have experience. For a few rupees you can buy a village, buy a district, buy the votes. Either pay everybody a little bit or just pay one gunda to terrorize everybody else. And it's not that this is India only. In the West they have other ways of doing it, through media propaganda, through this, that. Only different. In the West you have to pay more, that's all. Like everything else, it's more expensive in the West. But it's the same business. How to manipulate and get false votes so that some unqualified person, a cattle rancher or an actor or some woman hunter, can become the head of the state. and then all the rogues and thieves flourish. Yes.
How is it that if the Brahmins were qualified, based at the time of Krishna Maharaj, like Samika Rishi, how is it that they trained up and gave someone the power who, and at the same time didn't make sure that along with that power is a proper culture?
Yes, he was being trained in culture also, but he was not yet mature, that's all. He was not yet mature. It's not that at a certain point, now we give you power, but as you're going along, you're getting some power, you're getting some training. Just like a medical student. Medical student is getting some power, some skill, some capability, but he's not supposed to use that. Because he's only a student, he's not a doctor. But somehow if the student becomes puffed up, while the doctor's away, I'll do the work. Then you have chaos. That looks like a watch descending upon us. Okay. We're supposed to stop here. All right. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.